I think the world record on that thing is like 920.
I think it's down to 647. I just saw
647?
647.
God, that's insane.
You know they're fucking hacking walls and shit.
Yeah, they're probably hacking walls and stuff.
Not need to remind each and every citizen of Rapture that free enterprise is the foundation upon which our society has been established.
Everywhere you go, everything you do, it's always done for death, pain, and miseries. Our men are running from the battlefield. I'm ashamed for this place!
No wonder she's insane.
What are you talking about?
Hoss is blowing into his dog's face.
She needed help breathing.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Alright, that's fine.
I was worried about her.
That's fair. Well, that's very considerate of you, actually. It's time for the Video Destruct Podcast.
It's gonna be a short one.
A short one today. Because I'm out of battery power. And,
yeah.
You know, whatever.
You know, whatever.
I might add something onto this later, but yeah, I don't have my charger, and we're at like 11% battery, so
it's all going well.
Fuck it.
Professionalism here on the Video Destruct Podcast.
Let's get started. I drove all the way out here, so we're gonna do a thing. Willow, no, you need to go over there. You need to sit down. There we go. Hosh, you're playing Might and Magic Clash of Heroes when I get
Dude, I played a lot of games this week.
Yeah.
All right. When you were walking in, I was playing Might and Magic Clash of Heroes.
You were.
That was originally a DS game that ported to the 360 and the PS3, and I believe PC, mm-hmm. Back in 2011?
Yes.
2010, 2011, something like that. Older game. I like it a bit. I've gotten, like, weirdly into strategy games, so that's backwards compatible now, so I decided to fire it up on the old X-Bone, mm-hmm. and it's not bad.
Cool. Cool. It looks awesome. I like the art design a lot, and we saw a few cinematics and
that's
whatnot.
Some anime-ass anime.
Some anime-ass anime. They're a little Western. They're not as big. The eyes aren't, like, you know, covering
so it's like anime
forehead.
By way of
un-American.
England?
Yeah, well, it's like an American doing anime.
Yeah, it's not whimsical enough to be English. Because whenever the Japanese try to do English, you end up with Leighton.
Yeah, 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 exactly.
Or, oh, Mr. Drippy!
Oh, Mr. Drippy. Oh, Drippy. You gotta love Drippy.
I do like Drippy.
Drippy's awesome. Your dog's trying to crawl up inside me.
Yeah, that's kind of her way.
Yeah, but anyway, I played a little bit.
What'd you play?
I played a little bit of Oxenfree.
Nice.
That game's getting the rounds a bit of the likeness.
Heard a lot of good things about it. I'm gonna wait for a sale.
Yeah, it's intriguing. It's intriguing to say the least. It's only $20 on Steam and on other platforms. But
I'd call me crazy. $20 for a 3-hour game,
yeah,
feels like a lot to me.
That's probably a lot. Yeah,
like
I don't pay a lot for games. You know, for somebody who, like, you know, is pretty, like, calculated about where they throw their cash at because they play a lot of games. Probably wait for that thing to be on a sale. I would definitely say that. But I haven't gotten that far into it, so I don't know what my experience is going to be quite yet, but it's very intriguing. You know how, like, in games where you talk to people, like Mass Effect, they'll just wait for you to respond back to them before they start saying anything. Everybody keeps talking, and you just kind of engage conversations as they are happening. So
nice,
you know. So it's like you might miss this part.
They started doing that, like, in like Walking Dead games, where it's like sometimes you don't want to say anything.
Yeah.
So if you don't say anything by the time the meter runs out, you just haven't said anything.
You just didn't say anything. You're a silent protagonist all of a sudden.
This is a game reference that probably nobody will fucking get, but fucking Alpha Protocol did that.
Right, yeah.
Man, that game, it's like a fucked up vision of the future, that game. I think we should probably play some Alpha Protocol at some point and talk about it, because that's a game that, like, nobody played, or they played, like, the 360 version with, this game sucks dick! And that version of that game sucks dick.
Right, yeah.
That PC version of that game, though, pretty good.
Yeah, there you go.
I like it a bit.
There you go.
Dude, I played a bunch of games this week.
Yeah, what'd you play?
I bought a Wii U.
Yeah.
That's my favorite video game of the week.
Yeah.
Is buying a Wii U.
Yeah, that's your favorite video game.
Okay. For like $100.
$100 you bought this thing.
$100. It's I got a premium one this time, the black one.
Mm-hmm.
I had a white one before.
You did.
I got myself a copy of Mario Maker.
Yeah.
I got myself a copy of Xenoblade Chronicles X.
Mm-hmm.
It had Mario 3D World installed on it, and it had Nintendo Lite installed on it, and it also had the Wii Sports Club installed on it. Okay. I've dropped about 5 or 6 hours into Mario Maker. That's exactly what I wanted that to be. That is fucking cool.
Yeah.
I did the thing I wanted to do, which was make a fucking 4-tier bullet bill launcher that floated on a cloud that would shoot Bowsers out of it, and that was awesome.
That would shoot Bowsers
out. Yeah. Real dick move.
Real dick move for that one, yeah.
But yeah, I like that quite a bit.
Yeah. One of my favorite levels I've seen of that is a moving track level, you know? Except you're on the ground and the moving track is around you and it's just full of chain chomps that like can't quite get to the middle of it. It's fabulous.
I've played a few of the community made levels that are like the like just complete random luck levels.
Yeah,
where
yeah.
it's like, hey, you know, you go through this tube and then it's just full of those fucking springboard jumps
yeah, right?
that are just bouncing everywhere.
Right, yeah.
And sometimes you get out of there, sometimes you don't, but you can't move.
You can't move at all.
It so. Just does it. And sometimes you die.
And sometimes you die, yeah.
I think that's probably a good treatise on life, though.
I think so, too.
Sometimes you die.
Sometimes you die. There's a bit of pompousness that has come out of that game, I feel. There's been a few like reviews of that game and talking about how it misses the point of game design. And I'm just like, I think you miss the point of having fun, sir.
Well,
like, when they give you a playground, not everybody's going to have some like, oh, my, you know, like there are like levels on there that are like, oh, well designed, like, oh, like that's clever, that's a good design, that's worthy of being on Real Mario or whatever. Those are fine. Not everybody's going to want to do that.
The one thing I will say, though, that, like, I do think they're... When somebody employs craft to make levels,
mm-hmm.
I will play that level many times over.
Yes.
But, like, those fucking levels where it's, like, a clockwork level where it moves and you don't, and you kind of just fucking stand there.
Yeah, I don't much care for those either.
Self-scrolling levels, stuff like that. I'll play it fucking once. Yeah. I won't quit out of it. I'll play it once. I'll beat it, but I never want to touch it again.
Yeah, yeah. No, I don't like this play-it-yourself levels either. I think, you know, that's just kind of a self-important level because it's like, oh, I can calculate where that's going to land, and then I move that a little bit further. It's just like it's just calculating things and redoing it. And
well, I just I classify those kinds of levels as like somebody sucking their own dick.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, oh, look at this ingenious level design that I made.
I've created a Rube Goldberg from Mario Maker. I'm like, yeah. It's.
I was eating a Gouda cheese when I made it. You know. I think some of the design in there is a little up its own butt.
Like, I'm not gonna, like, chastise somebody for, like, making a hard-ass dumb level to make their friends go crazy. Because that's part of the fun, is making your friends go, fuck you! You know,
what I've been surprised by?
Yeah, yeah.
The amount of new Super Mario levels and original Super Mario levels, mm-hmm. like... I'd have swore that Mario 3 and Mario World would have been like, this is the thing that everybody's doing.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really not that much.
No, yeah. I think people like the, I see the newer Marios more often, the 3DS ones, because, you have more maneuverability, you can wall jump, you can do the little, like, little further jump.
See,
Yeah.
After that first new Super Mario Brothers, I was like, all right, that was cool. I never want to play one of those again.
Right, yeah.
And
yeah.
I got tricked a couple of more times.
Yeah.
Most recently by New Super Mario Brothers U and New Super Mario Brothers 2.
Yeah.
I didn't play the one for the Wii.
Yeah.
But man, fuck. Like, they just... They found a way to make Mario boring.
Right,
it's kind of the problem I have with Mario 3D World. It was one of my favorite games the year that it came out.
Yeah.
It's charming as shit. It's really, really fun.
Yeah.
But it's so goddamn easy.
Yeah, yeah. But there's a problem with that in the fact that, like, old Mario was, they would give you power-ups. You can use those power-ups if you so desire.
Yeah.
But you can also beat the level without it.
Yeah, they become a function of completing the level.
Exactly, and also of just, like, engorging on that one thing, because, like, they'll give you a giant mushroom, and, like, you need the giant mushroom to get across this end, and then you just plow through everything.
Yeah, that's the one thing that, like, you know, getting this Wii U back, I got to go through that sweet, sweet process with Nintendo again of calling them and saying, like, hey, that system I had before, I don't have that one anymore, I got a new one. And my dog is trying to turn your coat into a bed, and it's awesome.
Yeah, there you go. She's got it now.
But yeah, I had to go through that process talking to them. But, you know, once again, in less than 24 hours, they had the account flipped over, and I re-downloaded all of my games. So,
cool.
You know, I've been playing a little bit of that Metroid Prime Trilogy again, just going like, man, these are still really fucking cool, man. They should make another one of these.
Yeah.
And I also spent some time with Super Mario Galaxy 2 again.
Right.
And, you know, the one thing I will say is that there's a lot of stuff in those levels that you can only do with Yoshi.
Yeah. Does that make
After, like, the first couple of Yoshi levels, it becomes optional.
Okay, yeah. All
right. Well, more optional.
More optional than not.
But, you know, fucking Yoshi.
Yoshi. Yoshi Munchakoopas.
You know, Yoshi, I almost bought an amiibo recently.
Was it Yoshi T. Munchakoopas?
Yoshi T. Munchakoopas.
Munchakoopas. That's his real name.
Go
look that up.
That was on our podcast. Go back to episode what the fuck
whatever
ever.
That was.
It should have been
titled that. I don't
know. Yoshisaurus.
Yoshisaurus.
T. Munchakoopas.
T. Munchakoopas, yes.
Wow, that's a memory that just came vomiting out of my mind.
Vomiting. Just.
No, but I saw one of those yarn Yoshis. They make a big one.
Oh yeah,
it's like a good size made out of yarn fucking Yoshi, and I was like, I could get the or I could just not.
You could get it and then we could burn it like an effigy.
Take a piss on a copy of fucking Yarn Yoshi and fucking move on.
The Yarn Yoshi game looks fine, but I'm with you, I don't like Yoshi. I don't at all.
I was really happy I gave my copy of Kirby's Epic Yarn to Russ.
Yeah.
So he could let his kids play it.
See.
And Kirby's, apparently his kids love it.
Because Kirby's Epic Yarn is great.
Like, and they lent me DuckTales.
Oh, yeah.
For giving them Epic Yarn, they lent me DuckTales.
There you go. You want to talk about DuckTales?
We can talk a few minutes about DuckTales.
All right, cool.
But we don't have very much time to talk about DuckTales.
We'll talk a little bit about DuckTales. We've got 11 minutes. So,
all right, cool.
We're going to do that.
Why don't you go ahead?
DuckTales. The original NES DuckTales is something that I played way back, me and my brother. It was one of the first games I ever played, actually.
Really?
Yeah, one of the first games I actually
released in 89.
Yeah.
It was one for the NES. It was one of those sweet Capcom purple box games.
Mm-hmm. It certainly was. Yeah.
You know, one thing I almost bought a couple of years back, there's a person on Etsy that makes a fake box for DuckTales 2.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
I really wanted that.
Yeah, that's pretty good. But yeah, because it never came out with it never came out with anything, did it? But yeah, no, I basically, that was the first game, one of the first games I ever personally played, because my brother got a Nintendo for Christmas. I want to say those are the two games he got with it, because he got Mario, because it was a little bit later than after its launch and everything. He got Mario Duck Hunt.
So it was 89, so he got the Mario Duck Hunt track meet.
Yeah, he got the track, yeah. No, we did not have the track meet, it was the Zapper pack.
Okay, so it was not the complete
pack. It wasn't the complete pack, yeah. Our friend Nick had that one. We did not have that one. I believe one of the first games we got was DuckTales. That was one of the ones.
Woo!
Woo! Dun, 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 dun. But anyway. Dun, 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 dun. Anyway, and
Gizmo Duck.
My brother was Gizmo Duck, that's right. My brother was one of the, like, he got really good at that game. I remember one time we time tested him, he beat that game in like 10 minutes flat. It was ridiculous. Like, I think the world record on that thing is like 9:20.
It's down to 647. I just saw one.
647?
647.
God, that's insane.
You know they're fucking hacking walls and shit.
Yeah, they're probably hacking walls and stuff, yeah. But it's a quick game. You can beat that game quickly. You can absolutely beat that game real quick. Because it's sort of like about exploring and getting treasure while you're going along, getting a high score. And it kind of has like a cool reward at the end. Like however much treasure you get, it starts filling up your vault at the end. So you kind of, it kind of entices you to go through and get that treasure. But, yeah, you know, it's based on the cartoon, in case anybody was curious. It's kind of obvious, but yeah.
You want a little history on this?
Sure.
Game came out in 89. They have a remake that came out in 2013.
Mm-hmm.
The original game was for the NES.
Yeah.
That I know of, I think it was ported to... A version of it was made for the Game Boy, and I think it might have come out on the Amiga?
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah, Amiga, Brits. Commodore 64, and DOS.
Okay, yeah. Brits got it on the Amiga.
Yeah.
There you go.
You know, some notable stuff about this is a Capcom game. I mentioned earlier this is one of those Capcom games that were Disney licensed that came in the purple boxes.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of synonymous back in the NES days that if you saw a Capcom game in that purple box,
yeah.
that it was probably going to be pretty okay.
Yeah.
Because even the Chippendale Rescue Ranger, which I never even saw the cartoon, but the game was awesome.
The game was great. That game was awesome.
Yeah. I didn't watch very many cartoons, as we've said many times
on
the
show.
Yes.
Yeah.
It just wasn't really my thing, but I liked a good stylized video game.
Mm-hmm.
One of the notable facts about this game is that this is a Tokuro Fujiwara game,
mm-hmm.
And one of the lead designers on this game was Keiji Inafune.
Right.
Those names don't make, you know, ring a lot of sense to you.
Mm-hmm.
These are the Mega Man guys.
The Mega Man dudes.
A lot of the art in this game, why it was so good was that it was designed. It's basically the second generation of the Mega Man technology for the NES. That's why it's got less sprite flicker and stuff like that. They found how to use the resources in that system better to refine that engine to make a better game. You know, one of the things that I've always hoped that they would go back and do, especially when they announced that they were going to do this remaster, I was hoping that would lead into, like, a DuckTales 2.
Yeah.
And I was hoping that that would give us the opportunity to have basically a Castlevania-style DuckTales game.
Sure, sure.
One of the things that, like, I remembered it this way, being like a Castlevania game, but going back and playing it years later and being like, oh, shit, that was only, like, 5 levels and it wasn't open world.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, well, you could pick whichever one you wanted to go to, but...
You did. I don't know why, but, like, in my mind, I tied it into Metroid, I tied it into Castlevania,
sure.
and I just thought about it in that way, and so it's an interesting approach. They are still really big levels, though.
Right.
Especially the level with all the mirrors in it.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
The level is deceptively large.
Yeah, the Transylvania level is really cool.
The one where you can get to the spaceship, is that the Amazon level?
The spaceship is the moon. That's the moon.
Okay, that's the moon level. Okay,
the moon level,
and you can totally get Gizmoduck to come out there.
Some of the absolute greatest music ever. So in the moon level, absolutely spectacular.
This game is it's kind of like widely beloved, and it's one of those games that. It always ends up on those, if you're going to buy 5 games for the Nintendo, this is the one that you should own. Another thing that, this game is also remarked on is that all of the Christian images in this game from the Transylvania level were replaced with RIPs.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the crucifix-like design was replaced with just RIPs and, like, less... we'll say Western-inspired religious images.
That was a big thing when it comes to Nintendo of America's translations. They were all about keeping all that stuff out of there. So.
Well, and I think it was calculated and smart on their behalf, given the fact that at that time, there was a lot of American fear, and Buy American was big in the 1980s.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these fucking Japanese people are just going to come in, fucking take our jobs, and fucking sell us all their bullshit. I fucking remember being a kid, especially growing up in Detroit, where, you almost never saw a Honda or a Toyota car lot.
Yeah.
Because it was just, that was the fucking enemy.
Yeah, yeah.
And Buy American stickers everywhere and shit. So, I think a lot of that was just them avoiding, just staying away from it.
Yeah, yeah.
Nintendo does that a lot. we don't want to be in that conversation.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, there was a lot of people, talking about, like, the rights and the privileges and the open environment and the potential pitfalls of live streaming. So what did Nintendo do? They said, why would you ever want to watch somebody play a game? They didn't say, we don't have the resources to do that on our system.
Right.
They just stayed away from it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And I wouldn't be surprised if the next box they launch has the ability to do that kind of stuff, because we've kind of seen that it's not the devil, and it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah. Let
somebody else figure that part out first.
Yeah. They've pretty much, they've cut back on all their YouTube policies a lot.
Yeah.
They've come back on it a little bit. Not entirely, because there's some people that still won't do Nintendo because they don't want it to kill their channel, but they've come back on it a lot. If you do a lot more of their newer stuff, they're way less like jump down your throat about it.
Well, I think they saw between Mario Kart and its DLC and Splatoon and its DLC and how having videos of that stuff out there to make people go, oh, I'll give them $5 for that. That looks kind of cool.
Exactly, yeah.
It's a good way for them to kind of back into money.
Yeah, exactly. And which is something they seem to have forgotten how to do.
Yeah, I like, call me crazy, I like stepping backwards into money. But yeah, like, you know, we're going to have to cut this one a little bit short. This is going to be like a 20-minute episode. We'll do a nice long one next week, because I kind of want to talk about for next week the launch of the PlayStation Network and the launch of Xbox Live in the PS2 Xbox generation. I was actually slightly privileged in that way that I was able to be in the betas for these.
Right.
So I was playing these games months before they were out. And it was a hell of a weird experience. Especially Xbox Live.
Awesome.
Well, that was really weird.
We'll get into that next week for sure.
The PlayStation Network felt a lot like the Dreamcast. You're like, oh, this seems like a little bit better than the Dreamcast. It's got broadband in here out of the box. We're fine.
Right. Yeah.
That Xbox stuff was fucking weird, man. Voice modulators and all that. So that nobody could tell what your voice was. You sounded like a robot, man.
We'll get into that next week.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on DuckTales? Do you enjoy that game? I love that game.
It's the remake. Everybody sounds like they're a billion years old, and I don't like that.
I believe the guy who plays Scrooge McDuck is 91 years old.
You know, call me crazy. And
still recorded that.
Say I'm a dick if you want to.
Yeah.
They should have got somebody else.
Yeah, probably. But I like the fact that he was willing to do it, and they got him in there, and you know. A champ 91-year-old going, oh, I'll do an old Scottish accent again for a little bit, you know?
My Why lucky not? Day.
But no, and the thing about the pacing of the remake was a bit obnoxious because you had to sit through it. I love the fact that they got all the voice actors back. It was very nostalgic. It was very cool. But the fact that I have to go into the menu to cancel out of every single one of those things when I want to cancel out of it is maddening.
Yeah, real bad.
And so it's like I played through that one time. I tried to go back and play it again, and I stopped because I was just like, I can't sit through all of these again. There needed to be a no cutscene version that just get me the next thing. I'll call Gizmo Duck. He'll blow up a wall for me. It'll be great. I do love how they brought Gizmo Duck into that, because you like kind of play him in that, don't you? In the new one, you kind of play as him, and you're like shooting a bunch of rockets around, and that's. That's pretty okay.
Yeah.
And the original, he just comes over and blows up a wall for you. And he's, like, gray. So when I was a kid, I was like, who's that? I don't know who that is. That's like Gizmo Duck. Like,
I'll say this. I think that game's okay.
Yeah?
I think it holds up really well.
Yeah.
I don't think that... Especially considering how long people who were kind of in the know in the industry had been hearing, fucking Capcom's remaking that.
Yeah, yeah.
Years. It was years since forever. Like 2007 was the first time I heard that.
Yeah.
It's like 6 years.
I heard it for a long time. And then
I heard about that like at the same time they were like, oh yeah, we're bringing back Bionic a Commando.
Yeah.
And they're going to remake DuckTales. I was like... What the fuck is Capcom doing?
What is Capcom doing?
I mean, I'm stoked, but
still, what the hell? it's a little weird because it did have that whole. I remember it was like 2009. I think I heard earlier, oh, I'm bringing it back, and then what? 2012? It finally happened. I think
13.
So
early 13.
Yeah, early 13. So 12 is where they released the trailer, and I'm like, what? And you know,
and you're like, there's ice cream cones in there.
It's like Way Forward did it. What happened? You know, so you know, Way Forward's got a way of making games.
I'm actually, I think that if all things would have gone well, or not completely gone tits up with Grin, the guys that made Bionic Commando,
sure.
Something tells me with how much faith that Capcom seemed to have in those guys before the Bionic Commando disc base came out and flopped.
Yeah.
I think they were probably going to have them make it.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
If I had to guess.
Yeah, and then they had to, like, scramble for somebody else.
And then they were like, oh, just grab that one. These guys that do all these ports of old arcade games?
Yeah. That was interesting, though, because Way Forward did have a decision to make here. Because there's one thing you do about the climb. There's a mechanic in the game where you climb up a vine and you drop down. You can't jump off the vine or the rope or whatever. It's a mechanic. That doesn't feel good now, like nowadays. Oh. That does not feel good at all nowadays. They kept that in the new one.
Yeah.
And I applaud them for keeping it, like, precisely as it was, but it made that game harder. Like, because there's just something about looking at a modern-day game on that screen, and you're not jumping upwards when you're getting off of that vine. It just, like, that took so, that was so hard to get back, get used to that again.
Volgar the Viking says hi.
Yeah, right? Yeah, exactly. I'm saying, it just, like, it was very, it was peculiar that they went that direction, but I thought that was interesting.
Well, they wanted to keep it true.
They did. They wanted to keep it true, and they did.
I don't have any problem with that game being the way that it is. The place I would have a problem is if they ever decided to make another one.
Yeah. Culturally, that game is cemented into people's heads. Shovel Knight was based on it entirely. Just about
you know, I've still never played Shovel Knight.
That's a good game. I played through that game and beat it. It was my top game of 13, I want to say. Anyway, but yeah, it was my top game of that year. It was fantastic. It plays very much like DuckTales, plays very much like Mega Man. It's kind of old NES hard, but not like that untrue, like, just fucking rip your hair out. This isn't NES hard. This is saying fuck you hard. You know?
This is RoboCop for the NES hard.
Yeah, exactly. It's like this fucking game. That game is hard because you can't fucking play it.
I can get to, like, the fourth level.
Can you really?
I'm pretty good at RoboCop.
I've never gotten past the first level, ever. I've never gotten past the first level of that game.
You got a copy of RoboCop?
I think I still have that.
You want to see me play RoboCop?
We can.
I want to see some expert level play RoboCop.
Funny you mention, I just ordered the SD cable for the Elgato. So, you know what? We're going to play
some elite strats
RoboCop here on the channel of Video Destruct.
Because if you've got that SD cable, man, I've got enough old-ass motherfucking video games that I could keep us choked in videos.
I want to play those Famicom games, too.
Apparently that copy of Psycho Dream I have is awesome.
Is it? All right.
I've heard do that. No shortage of people that saw that picture going like, dude, you got fucking Psycho Dream? That game's badass. I'm like, fucking right.
That game's amazing. That sounds great. I still want to play Great Strategy Expert. Just because it's called Great Strategy Expert.
You know what I started doing recently?
What's that?
I started playing Mario World on the Super Famicom.
Yeah.
And I just like playing it there because whenever you hit one of those, I always hit the fucking tip boxes now, and I'm like, I don't know what any of that says. Except it says Mario there.
That's just a bunch of squiggly lines.
That's
all it is.
That doesn't mean anything.
That's all it is. But I think that's all we got time for. It was a quickie today. Only
we got almost 30 minutes.
We got 30 minutes, almost 30 minutes in this thing.
That's like an episode of Serial.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Not bad.
I'm more of a Sarah Koenig.
Yeah,
You know, you're that other guy who's like
that guy. Yeah.
Other podcasts are available on Audible.
Audible.
Millions of books for you to enjoy.
Millions of books. Yeah, no, lots of podcasts have a format of 30 minutes. Not typical with us. We ramble. We have been keeping these pretty succinct, though. I gotta admit, we have been keeping it pretty succinct.
I got one thing to say. I hope that it lasts.
Wrap it up.
All right, mentioning Serial, the MailChimp commercial that they have on there that they've never re-recorded, where the one lady's like, MailKimp? I just love that.
That's pretty good.
The word kimp.
We gotta go.
Sounds like some kind of sexual fucking term.
We gotta go.
Right in the old kimp.
Oh my god, it's terrible. Check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/VideoDestruct. Check us out.
At @Hoss_Buddy. Follow me.
And at VideoDestruct on Twitter. We'll see you guys next time.
I talked to DDP this week.
Again?
Yeah.
You're always talking to him.
Well, he's a nice guy.
He's a nice guy. I do like him.
If you tweet at him and you tell him about your workout, he'll tweet at you and then put BANG! In all caps, and I always like that.
I feel like that's what he would do.
That's what he does!